The state says a Seward police officer was justified in the fatal shooting of a man he had handcuffed and detained in his patrol car in early October. As Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove reports, the man was suspected of having drugs and wriggled into the driver's seat of the police vehicle moments before the shooting.
It was about 1:30 a.m. October 1st when Seward police officer Matthew Eddie Armstrong pulled over the Kia Sportage that Micah McComas was driving.
Evening.
I've never been to Seward before. She just told me you gotta slow down right about the time when you swooped in behind us.
Okay, yeah, the reason I stopped, I got you locked in at 47 in a 35 zone.
Yeah, I didn't know.
In body camera video obtained by the Associated Press through an open records request, Armstrong is heard questioning McComas and his female passenger. He soon learns McComas has a suspended license. Armstrong checks McComas's pockets and wallet for weapons. The officer says he's doing that for safety reasons, because McComas's wallet is large and he wants to put him in the car while he talks to the passenger. But Officer Armstrong notices suspicious baggies in the wallet.
All right, just relax. Are those handcuffs too tight, Micah? All right, I appreciate you being cool with me, man. Keep being cool with me and I'll be cool with you, all right?
Armstrong reads McComas's rights and puts him in the back of the patrol car with his hands cuffed behind his back. According to a report from the State Department of Law, Armstrong suspects McComas is on drugs and is holding drugs.
If you want to contest it, just do it in court, man. That's the way it goes. Have a seat. Micah, have a seat, man.
Dude, I'm a good guy, bro.
I'm not saying you are a bad guy, Micah. Have a seat.
In the video, the officer returns to the Kia to interview the passenger and starts searching her purse. All of a sudden, the patrol car's horn starts honking. According to the state report, McComas is bumping it as he climbs through a partition into the front seat. Armstrong runs to the car, pulls out his gun, and flings open the driver's side door. McComas is now in the driver's seat with his hands still cuffed, but in front of him. Just a warning, what you're going to hear next might be disturbing.
Get out of the car! Don't move! Don't move! Don't move!
The video doesn't show the gunshots because the body camera was knocked off as Armstrong lunged into the car. The state report says he fired 5 times and that McComas died from a gunshot to his torso. The report also says while Armstrong performed first aid, he heard McComas say, quote, "I was just trying to get away." The report says investigators later found methamphetamine and heroin on McComas and his blood tested positive for amphetamine.
The suspect did actually shift the vehicle into gear and hit the gas and started taking off.
That's Senior Assistant Attorney General Corey Mills, speaking on behalf of the Department of Law. Mills says McComas's attempt to flee was key to the department's review of Armstrong's actions. In the video, both McComas and Armstrong appear to be white, and the state report does not indicate whether race was a factor in the shooting. The report says after getting struck by the car, Armstrong acted reasonably to protect himself and others as McComas attempted to steal the vehicle, which had other firearms in the trunk.
So under those circumstances, it was reasonable for the officer to believe that the use of deadly force was necessary, and as a result, criminal charges are inappropriate in this case.
Seward City Attorney says Armstrong followed police policy and that the police department has its own review planned. The attorney, Will Earnhardt, says the city is proud of Officer Armstrong for showing professionalism, but added that city officials have deep sympathy for McComas' family. McComas' sister told the Associated Press she thinks it's suspicious that the body camera video does not show the shooting, and she wonders why so many shots were fired. The AP reports she is traveling to Alaska to meet with officials and view the video. According to the State Office of Special Prosecutions and Appeals, the office reviewed a total of 13 cases involving law enforcement officers using lethal or potentially lethal force in 2017. In Anchorage, I'm Casey Grove.